Okay, here's the question. If the president did stay at the Waldorf, who'd get his hotel points? People have been trying to amass hotel points and frequent flyer miles for decades, but lately some hardcore hobbyists have been taking the quest to new heights. The world's Jason Margolis has more.
Before we dive in, full disclosure, I've become a bit, shall we say, obsessed by hotel rewards programs recently. I think about my points a lot. The guy I blame for sucking me into this world, Remy Hathaway.
For me, it's a game. You know, there's an element of fun to it, to figuring this out.
It's math, it's marketing, it's currency volatility. Huge fun for a guy who studied economics at Caltech. Remy likes to dig into the real-world value of miles and points.
The points themselves range from probably 40% of a penny, you know, up to maybe 2.5 cents for some of the more valuable ones. But it also
this hobby of obsessing about points is on the rise, in large part because credit cards are offering huge sign-up bonuses. Take out a new Visa, get 2 nights for free at a 5-star hotel anywhere. Remy loves this.
Open credit cards, I have 16.
He also opened the same ones for his wife, Joanna.
I don't sign up for any of them. I don't manage any of them. So if you want to interpret that as thrust upon, you're welcome to.
Besides credit cards, Remy scours the net for long, cheap flights. But airlines have wised up to these tricks. Many now award miles based on money spent as well as distance traveled. Still, Remy continues to take to the sky to maintain his elite status.
I actually took a flight to Long Island from San Francisco and literally turned around the same day and came home.
That trip and his elite status helps him get priority boarding, seat upgrades, and a better ranking on a flight standby list. In the world of loyalty program hobbyists, Remy insists he's pretty tame. He doesn't do what's called manufactured spending. Ariana Argandawal focuses on that in her blog, Point Chaser.
It's basically when you buy gift cards and then you liquidate them for miles. I mean, I can't talk about it in detail. It's kind of something that people get a little upset about.
There's a code of secrecy and clubbiness around this. I'm not in that club, though. I'll tell you. Manufactured spending works like this. You use your Delta or United credit card to buy a prepaid gift card. You earn miles. Then you go to an airline's online shopping portal and you use your new gift card to buy a different gift card. You earn more miles. Eventually, you liquidate that gift card by doing something like selling the gift card for slightly less on eBay. Repeat process until resting in your complimentary hotel room in Italy. There's nothing illegal about all of this. It's just a lot of work.
For some people, this is like a part-time job.
Argandawal puts in about 10 hours a week to manufacture $50,000 in monthly spending. After a year, she took her family of five to Hong Kong, Singapore, and Bali.
It was a first-class trip. We stayed at really great hotels and some of their best suites. And I think our out-of-pocket cost was something like $1,000 for a trip that would have cost like 95 grand.
That's a uniquely American tale, says Rob Burgess. He runs the blog Head for Points, geared at British travelers.
It's not as easy to get cards over here. Credit quality standards are higher here. If you don't have much income, if you've not been in the UK for a number of years, you won't get one.
Are people jealous of what we can do in the US, that I can open up 10 credit cards and go have
Yes, I get a lot of comments on my site saying, have you seen that credit card in the US is giving away 100,000 miles as a sign-up bonus, and the equivalent card in the UK gives away 20,000 miles?
Still, Burgess says the UK is the second best country to play the miles game. And when the opportunity arises to get more miles, Brits get serious. The supermarket Tesco's loyalty points are convertible into British Airways or Virgin rewards. Burgess says last year the supermarket offered a bonus for buying cabbage.
You can just pick up the smallest handful of cabbage, a little cabbage fragment, as long as it was weighable by the tills. Put it through and you've got your 25 points.
Burgess didn't pick up any cabbage for himself. He's sitting on 8 million miles. That's actually cause for concern. Airlines and hotels routinely devalue their points. So experts advise, earn and burn. Remy Hathaway agrees and adds, it's getting harder to game the system.
It's this sort of arms race between the people playing the game and saying, oh, here's a way around this thing. Versus the actual company saying, wait a minute, we're giving away a little too much for free.
But hey, if you love to play the miles game, the new challenges make it all the more exciting. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.